Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
His shot making, the leaners, the 1 foot Dirkish kind of like shots. You referenced Larry Bird. Yes, absolutely, Larry Bird. And he's one of the greatest half-court players I've ever seen. And when I mean half-court, I mean try to throw the kitchen sink at him, yep. And he's going to make the right decision, whether it's a skip pass, yep. Whether it's a leaner, a runner, dribble by somebody. He uses his ball handling and his ability to use his body to shield.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, the ball, he's so spectacular. The skill is through the roof. His understanding of leverage, how to get a guy leaning in the wrong direction and then use that against them, not only to get the foul and the and one, but to then kiss it off the backboard. I mean, it looks like a guy who has stayed in the gym working on these wild shots that you could only imagine in your head. He's an all-time player. Well, he just really is.
He's no doubt, and now he's in shape. Last time the Warriors played the Mavericks, November the 12th, Luka wasn't out of shape. I was worried around the Mavericks before the game. I was like, man, Luka's not even in shape yet. He uses the first, which is kind of asinine. He uses basically the first 6 weeks of the season to get him shape and get himself into shape. So now he's in much better shape, and he's moving a lot better, and he's cooking right now. He set the tone in the first quarter when the Mavericks, they hit their first nine shots. Before you blinked, it was 22-11. You're thinking, oh, boy, here we go again. They made their first nine shots in the first quarter. And so then Luka has 15 in the first quarter. Just look at these numbers in the first quarter alone, where the Warriors give up 46. And if had it not been for Draymond off the bench giving some energy with the three-point shooting, he hits three threes in the first quarter just to get back into it. Warriors are down 19 in the first quarter. Luka had 15. He was 6-7, two threes. Kyrie had his eight and five assists in the first quarter alone. Think about that. Kyrie Irving got overshadowed yesterday. He had a wild 21 points and eight assists. Kyrie's hooping. Yeah, Clay, you had P.J. Washington with a seven, Clay with a six. Then you had Quentin Grimes, who's a nice addition for them, off the bench making shots. They score 46 in the first quarter, 65% shooting in that first quarter, 61 from three. And the Warriors right now just aren't good enough to continue to just fall behind in these basketball games. It gets a great team like the Mavericks. The Mavericks are going to be in contention for an NBA championship. They're going to be in contention in the Western Conference to at least get to the NBA Finals. So when you're playing uphill against an offensive fire, this team right now, the Mavericks are rolling up both offense and defense since November the 16th. They're top five in all kind of categories, offensively and defensively. You can't dig yourself a hole and give up 46 points in the first quarter and expect to win a basketball game. Like, you can't give up 60% shooting. It just was terrible. And Draymond touched on it after the game. We got to set a better tone. Well, how are you going to set a better tone when he's coming off the bench?
Well, once they started making really good shots, like wide open good looks, then they start making contested shots. Yep. And there's something about that team. They're a very interesting, difficult matchup for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. They had four out with one in, and they do a great job skipping the ball around. And not only do they have multiple guys who can beat you off the dribble when you close out on that perimeter, but they also have a tremendous amount of shot makers. And then you touched on the defense. I think they can test better than whatever the numbers showed you yesterday regarding the Warriors shooting. I thought they were better defensively than whatever those numbers showed.
Lively, Gafford, P.J. Washington, Long, Affleck, and they didn't even have Najee Marshall, who's coming off one of his better games against OKC. This is a deep and good team with the Dallas Mavericks. They found a way to build around Luka and Kyrie Irving. So, look, man, this is a good team. This is a very, very good team. Lively and Gafford, they know how to set screens. They dive to the basket. So you have to honor the role, man, in the pick and roll, you know, because they're long and athletic. So you want to contest at the rim. But constantly, Kyrie and Luka get 2 feet in the paint and break down your defense. And then Klay Thompson, one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen, is getting wide open looks. And that's the fear I had when Klay Thompson signed with Dallas. You know, a lot of people were hyped up. It's like, Luka and Kyrie are going to have the ball in their heads. Yes, that's true. They're going to have the ball in their heads. But you better be ready on that perimeter play to catch a hot potato from one of these two guys. So they're so good at just breaking down the defense that guys like PJ, guys like Quentin Grimes, guys like Klay Thompson, they're going to get wide open looks and they're going to nail them. That's a tough matchup.
What about Draymond Green not starting, going with Kuminga? The first quarter defense clearly wasn't great. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you need to see more? Is it a bad matchup? Too premature to make assumptions?
Well, I think Steve Kerr, he mentioned this Saturday at practice, and he keeps saying, Draymond in training camp said Kuminga's a three. Steve Kerr's been adamant about Kuminga being a four. But the problem you have with Kuminga at the four is that it takes away from Draymond Green. So now we have an interesting dynamic here, a dilemma, I should say. With Draymond Green coming off the bench, shifting to the bench, and not being in there defensively. Steve Kerr went on and on Saturday about he's the best defender in the world. Like, he's our two-way player. He connects us. Our identity is defense. So I do think with Kuminga, he either shifts back to the bench and plays alongside Buddy Hill to play the pick-and-roll game, and maybe he plays alongside Schroeder when he doesn't play alongside Stephen Curry. To Schroeder, that is. You have to start Draymond Green. You have to. I've seen enough in these last couple of games where J.K.'s starting. He had a good game, and I'm not even coming down J.K.'s road. J.K. had a good game. I think he's rebounding better, although he didn't rebound well yesterday, but he's rebounding better overall over the last 2 weeks. But Draymond's force, as he mentioned last night, it's obvious. When you're playing the Dallas Mavericks team, you don't have Draymond on the floor with Kyrie and Luka are out there to start the game. Now they get just so comfortable. And it's nothing against Looney. It's nothing against Steph. It's nothing against the starters. But I just think you have to find a way to play Draymond at the four because Steve Kerr mentioned it. Played him at the five, wears him out. So we may want him to play the small ball five, but his best position is the four. So who can you play alongside Draymond Green at the five? Is it TJD? Is it Looney? Who plays the three? Is it Wiggins or JK? They like Wiggins at the three. So now Steve Kerr, I think moving forward, I think what we're going to see, Shasky, Schroeder, Curry, Wiggins, Draymond, TJD. I think we're going to see that five. Now, what does it do for JK in a contract here? This is a dilemma that you're going to have to play with here, or you're going to have to make some more moves here to deadline, and that's kind of staring us in the face right now.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Well, you know, when you gave Draymond the extension a couple of years ago, I think a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, Draymond, but like it comes at an expense, and not all these guys can play alongside each other and play together, and when you play Draymond, there's a lot of great that he brings to the table, but part of surrounding him with the appropriate talent, it's a little difficult. You got to have a specific kind of a five alongside of him to start games off. And then simultaneously, the other three guys you have at the forward and two guard spots have to be able to defend and shoot. And if they can't shoot, then he has a tough time with spacing because you're playing a big who necessarily can't shoot. And so, like, there are a lot of positives he brings to the table. Some of the negatives are the difficulty in rounding out the rest of that starting lineup or first five to complement his skill set.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Now, he's shooting the ball better, which helps, right?
Absolutely.
Because he's out there in the perimeter.
I can't remember last time he hit three in a row.
Dude, he made five threes. He was 5-9 yesterday.
It was three in a row, right?
Well, yeah, it was three in a row that first quarter. And he was letting it fly, no hesitation. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if he does that, he can space the floor automatically while playing your point forward. See, there's a lot of responsibility with Draymond Green. Number one, when you do have Draymond Green not in the starting lineup, it does take a little away from Stephen Curry because of their two-man game and the way they have their chemistry and their rapport and the way they move the basketball with that starting unit. He's a tone setter. Defensively, your defensive captain, barking out signals. Hey, stay back. I got it. Weak side help or whatnot. Right now, JK's biggest flaw, in my opinion, is weak side defense. If he's not on the basketball, he could get lost at times, caught up in screens, caught up looking. Weak side defense right now, JK needs to improve. He's got to improve right away here. He's got to sit on that end of the floor or things may shake for JK or something because you know the Warriors are not done when it comes to trading. Like, Dennis Schroeder is a great piece to add here. They talked about him last night. They're going to run a lot more pick and roll with Dennis Schroeder. Draymond mentioned that we're going to adapt to what Schroeder does. We don't need him to adapt to what we do. We're going to adapt to what he does, which is a great pick-and-roll player, but a guy who could play off the ball. But Schroeder alone is not enough if you want to compete with the Dallas Mavericks or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I don't know if there's a move out there that makes them compete with those teams. Like, I don't know. And I think part of why Dennis Schroeder is here is, you know, Podziemski's not playing to the ability that I think everyone wanted him to, was projecting him to, hoping he would. You saw it in the final, like, I don't know, whatever, 4 or 5 minutes of the game. They just needed somebody else who could initiate offense in the half court. Yep. It was difficult for Steph. You know, the one thing that I'm noticing, it's off the dribble. Steph's having a more difficult time shaking these long, athletic defenders.
Yep.
You know, just a couple of years ago, he could still get his shot pretty much, you know, at will. Now you're seeing that, you know, the legs are a little creakier.
No doubt.
They just are.
Knee tendonitis, bilateral knee tendonitis, and he is 36 years old, so he is having trouble blowing by guys. There's no doubt about it. And he's seeing a longer, more athletic defender every single night. It's not going to slow down.
No, and I think one of the things that we just assume, like, for example, when SGA has the ball in the half court, not all five defenders are staring at SGA. Yes, he's an ISO player, but they've got other guys that can knock down shots alongside of him that you have to honor. And if you stand staring at SGA, he will set up someone else in the half court. You watched Luka last night. Luka, yes, he will destroy you one-on-one. And if you run a double at him, he will also make the brilliant pass to someone who will knock down a shot or a lob to one of the bigs to get an easy dunk. The Warriors just don't have the same level of threats as some of these other teams. Although, Wiggins has played a lot better this year. I actually really am enjoying the Wiggins that I'm seeing right now. And so when I see all these different projections of trades and scenarios, and I'm very hesitant to make any of these deals because I think you're surrendering a player that's extremely valuable to the Warriors and Andrew Wiggins to match salaries in one of these deals.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And then what do you do at the three? If Kerr doesn't believe Kuminga's a three, then you trade your best small forward off the roster. So Mike Dunleavy, I trust him, man. I think he's made some shrewd moves here. Picking up Schroeder, and in case you missed it, Dennis Schroeder's now a member of the Golden State Warriors. And it's a player a lot of us have kind of looked at and said, okay, can you pry him away from Brooklyn, who's a rebuilding team, and they want to tank, and they want to add picks, and they want to build for the future, because he's a free agent after the season, Dennis Schroeder. And he's having a career season, 18 points a game, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. He's shooting at a high clip. So the Warriors make the trade, and they swap second-round picks, a very low-risk, high-reward move. You trade De'Anthony Melton, who's out for the season, so you move his salary slot. So now you still have assets to make another move here. But the fact that they made the move in mid-December tells you about the urgency that they have right now, especially in in-game situations. And yes, you're right. Gary Payton II right now shooting 15% from three. Now he's 4-28. He's not hitting the open shots. Brandon Podziemski, he only played 15 minutes, so I'm not going to get on Podziemski. I don't know the last possession.
No, that's not fair.
With the Luka Doncic situation, that was a bad, bad possession.
I was mad at his teammates struggling. For not coming to him. He's in the corner. He's stuck. And everyone's standing there. It's like, to me, just basic, basic defense.
Right.
When you're in the corner, it's a death trap. Mm-hmm. Either you're going to get boxed out by the two sidelines, the baseline and sideline, and the defender, or a second defender is going to come. You need to come to the ball if you're his teammates. I'm not trying to exonerate. He dribbled into no man's land.
Right.
But the point being is like, Kuminga, come over to him. Vcot. Sorry, frustrated watching.
No, it was a frustrating possession.
Not great right now.
It was a frustrating possession. And then on the other end, Klay Thompson hits three.
Yeah.
And he goes crazy, and the Mavericks go up 10. So
it was a big sequence.
Pods, he only played 15 minutes and 50 seconds, but it's obvious. He's struggling making shots right now. You need another shot maker. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. So it's obvious why they grabbed Dennis Schroeder.
I want them to go out and get a big, a Vucevic. Maybe you don't have Valanciunas. Like, I think they need one more big. If you're not going to make some monumental, changing of what this team is fundamentally, I would like to see them get another big. I
don't think this is the final roster that we'll see this season. I really don't.
I don't either.
I really don't. I think they're still searching. They're still looking. Now, there's the Cam Johnson rumors or whatnot, but they're still searching here. So 888-957-9570 is the number here. We will talk some football. We got Jerry Rice joining us at 8:30, Shasky, the GOAT. And we'll ask about Campbell, Purdy, Devo, all that stuff here, because there's reports about Brock Purdy, whatever got floated yesterday before NFL Sunday, that, I'm taking what I'm taking, which is market value. Yeah. There's no discounts happening, apparently, according to Brock Purdy. So this is why we can't assume things about these players, man. We never know what the agent is telling the player, and we never know how the player is feeling and what he's telling the agent. So we'll get into that as well as your phone calls here. Go ahead, real quick, before we break.
Podziemski, I see a young man, and this is through the television. I don't know him. I don't have any insight. He just looks like he has no confidence right now.
No, he's
and
pressing.
How could he?
He's pressing.
And he looks so deflated. He made a foul late in the game, and the camera kind of panned on him, and I just said, my God, his whole demeanor. He used to have chest out, confident. He'd be arguing in this. He's got no confidence. I'm a big believer in confidence in sports, and this kid just has none right now.
He has no confidence, but I also believe maybe some teammates may be losing confidence in him, because I saw a possession where he didn't give up the rock, and a player walked to the crew. I think it's Draymond Green. He's kind of sulked. He's like, we got to give the ball up. So he's just – his decision-making right now, is when you don't have the confidence shooting, your decision-making gets affected. And then your defense is affected and impacted. So right now he is struggling, but that's not the reason why the Warriors lost yesterday. We're not singling him out. They lost because the Mavericks shot 60%. From the floor, and that falls on every.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.